This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Nick Gotajanis, who we're talking about, that was the ex-boyfriend of Gypsy Rose Blanchard back at the time, the one who actually did do the stabbing. This is someone who you look at and you go, well, I think your attorneys probably really dropped the ball here on advising you on how to handle it. The fact that he ended up with life in prison. But at the same point, we're also talking about someone here who, you know, competency-wise, probably not, I don't know. I think it might be up for debate whether or not he's all there. Certainly probably a low IQ and somewhere on the autism spectrum with the way that he went through with all of this with not a whole lot of regret, but at the same time, believing he was saving her life. Take all the other things out of the equation. Take the low IQ, take the possible autism spectrum that he is on, and the not the greatest decision-making abilities. This is someone who did get her out of that situation. And now, because of that, she is a free woman and free from her mother. Is there going to be a path, do you think, that he could somehow get a new trial, get some possibility of parole? Because as it stands right now, he will die in prison.
Lately there have been appeals. Those have not been granted, Tony. So unfortunately, I don't know if there is a path. I agree with everything you've said. Certainly the testimony is that he was autistic. And certainly the actions and just what we can see of the interaction is he definitely was beguiled. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say beguiled because in a sense it was all true what Gypsy Rose was saying. And so beguiled isn't the right word, but he was convinced, he was manipulated, I think, to commit these actions that he never otherwise would. It just seems like such poor counsel to go to trial, such poor counsel not to plead and get the possibility of parole. Maybe it was never on the table. I don't know. I haven't seen the paperwork. But typically, you know, prosecutors don't want to go to trial unless they have to. So, you know, I do worry about that. Was his counsel wanting the limelight in such a high profile case and purposefully didn't plead him? Did he not want to plead? Remember, yeah, we're talking about somebody with not necessarily a high IQ. I do think, though, Tony, did you see some of those text messages where they even gave each other, you know, fake names when they were talking about the evil they were going to do and definitely understanding right from wrong, knowing it evil and naming themselves, you know, kind of going into a different persona when they're talking about it. So maybe that played into, you know, the decision to give him life without parole, but I think it's wrong.
Well, and that's the strange part of all this is the accountability. They did know what they were doing. Granted, Gypsy's had faced a whole life of abuse, so I can't say that her judgment would have been anywhere near, I think, what we would consider healthy or normal at that point in time. But they did, in fact, know what they were doing. What would you say to the few critics out there that there are of Gypsy Rose of, look, you knew you could walk. Why didn't you just go to the neighbor? Why didn't you just walk out there and say, look, everything's been a lie? Dee Dee would have, you know, at least you would have gotten away from Dee Dee. She was an adult, and Gypsy did know what her true age was at the time of the murders, and things would have been handled in a very different way.
You know, Tony, I would direct them to photos and interviews of Gypsy Rose, you know, all those years ago, 10 years ago. I was just looking at them this morning. I actually posted some on my Twitter, Tony. They're so bothersome. I mean, you just take a look at this. And even when she was in trial, she was so anorexic, malnourished looking, frail. I just believe that somebody's physical persona really reflects a lot also what they were going through mentally. She was absolutely and completely controlled by her mom, and she was young. And so I just don't think that she had the wherewithal to escape.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be very interesting to watch and see, and maybe a more awareness will be brought. I know before hearing this story, I didn't know a whole lot about Munchausen by proxy since then, there's been other cases that have popped up where, oh, this is more understandable, I think, because of what Gypsy Rose went through. And I wonder if we're going to find other individuals, other children or adult children that will, in fact, get some spotlight on them because others will recognize this sort of behavior. Looked at as very rare, but I do wonder, you know, how rare is this truly?
Isn't it interesting as we talk about Munchausen's by proxy? That was really misdiagnosed in the Maya case.
Yeah.
Right? Here they thought that the parents were actually trying to keep her down. So it's such a slippery slope in really being able to evaluate, is somebody really sick or is she not? So I just, it's very interesting that disease, and I can't even call it a disease, honestly. I think that's just where somebody is attention seeking, but it's been diagnosed as a disease. So I'm not a medical professional.
Yeah, with some of those, I would look at it more. I'm not either a personality disorder, probably of some sort, but something that drives their motor, that they believe what they are doing is correct and in turn doing, you know, irreputable harm to their children, which clearly was done here. This is something, you know, Gypsy Rose, yes, she's free and she's going to live her life now, but the damage has been done that I'm sure she will suffer with for the rest of her life.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.